This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues ordinance related to political party. CPN UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal registers new party in Election Commission. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Durmari Podel resigns from post of parliamentary party leader. Nepal's multidimensional poverty declines to 17.4% during last 5 years, and U.S. freezes Afghan central bank's assets of $9.5 billion. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has issued the ordinance relating to political parties Second Amendment 2021 today. Issuing a statement today, the Office of the President informed that the President issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the government. As per the ordinance, 20% of central committee members and same proportion of lawmakers of a political party could split the party now. Earlier, it required 40% of central committee members and same proportion of lawmakers for a party split. CPN UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal has applied for the registration of a new party at the Election Commission. Election Commission spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said, Leader Nepal raised the Election Commission and applied for the registration of the CPN UML Socialist Party. The new party, chaired by Leader Nepal, has proposed 95 central committee members, including 58 members from the existing CPN UML, along with 22 federal parliament members of the party. Likewise, People's Socialist Party Nepal Democratic has also applied for its registration at the Election Commission today. Splitting from the People's Socialist Party, the new party has been constituted under the chairmanship of leader Mahanta Thakur. With its senior leader Rajendra Mahato, the party has 24 members in executive committee, including 14 federal parliament lawmakers and 17 members of the existing People's Socialist Party. The 14 lawmakers, including CPN UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, have reached Federal Parliament Secretariat not to relieve them from the post. The lawmakers who were recommended for relieving them from their duty reached the Parliament Secretariat, denying any wrongdoing. Chief Minister Bagmati Province Durmani Podel has resigned from his post today. He also resigned from the head of the CPN UML Parliamentary Party. A meeting of the Parliamentary Party held after Podel's resignation has unanimously elected leader Ashtalakshmi Sakya as the leader of the Parliamentary Party. Chief Minister Podel's press coordinator Prakash Dahal said leader Sakya would be elected as the new chief minister by tomorrow. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar has said initiatives have been taken to rescue all the Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan. Speaking at the meeting of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee of the Parliament today, Home Minister Khar said the government had requested the UN agencies and foreign diplomatic missions in Afghanistan to help the rescue efforts. He clarified that all the Nepalese in Afghanistan were safe and they would be rescued as soon as possible. Stating government's position regarding latest development in Afghanistan, Minister Khan said Nepal would remain neutral in the matter and expressed the hope of getting cooperation from international communities and the warring parties in Afghanistan. He said situation was not favorable to have civilian flights from Kabul and only the American military jet were rescuing people from Afghanistan. Likewise, speaking in the meeting, Secretary at the Foreign Affairs Ministry Bharat Raj Podel said since the Taliban requested the UN to stay in Afghanistan and the UN agencies expressed willingness to continue operation there, thus the rescue operation would be coordinated via UN agencies. The committee's meeting today has also directed the government to rescue all Nepalese stranded in Afghanistan. Meantime, 72 more Nepali migrant workers have arrived at Kathmandu from Afghanistan this morning. Spokesperson of the Civil Aviation Authority, Rajkumar Chhetri, said the Nepalese were taken to London from Afghanistan and then brought to Nepal from Qatar Airways via Doha. The National Planning Commission has unveiled its second report related to Nepal's multidimensional poverty Index today. The report issued by the National Planning Commission Vice Chair Dr. Biswanath Paudel mentions that Nepal's multidimensional poverty index has reduced to 17.4% from 30% during the period of 2014 to 2019. As per the report, Nepal has still 5 million people under the line of multidimensional poverty, although 3.1 million people were upgraded from the poverty line in the last 5 years. The Commission prepared the report in partnership with Oxford Poverty and Human Development Initiatives, UNDP and UNICEF. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सुरेश के छ खबर कहाँ छौ
मेरो सब ठिक छ यार अफिसमा छु
अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो
अँ घर त तयार भयो यार अब घरमा इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको सजेस्ट गर न यार कुन राम्रो होला
ए इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ ढुक्क भएर लिएर आउँछ
ल गजब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएको छ थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिँदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 3,403 new cases of COVID-19 in the country in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry further shares that 2,104 corona patients recovered today. Meanwhile, the ministry has recorded 42 corona-related deaths. With this, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 has reached 10,396 in Nepal. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said policies would be simplified to establish manufacturing-focused industries. Receiving a memorandum from the Confederation of Nepalese Industries today, Minister Sharma appreciated the Make in Nepal launched by the Confederation. The Confederation had sought an agreement of loan up to rupees 50 million with project collateral to the existing small and mid-scale industries so that employment and self-entrepreneurship would be increased. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to an international update. The U.S. has frozen nearly $9.5 billion in assets belonging to the Afghan Central Bank and stopped shipments of cash to the nation as it tries to keep a Taliban-led government from accessing the money, an administration official confirmed today. The official said that any central bank assets that the Afghan government has in the U.S. will not be available to the Taliban, which remains on the Treasury Department's sanctions designation list. Ajmal Ahmadi, acting head of the Afghan bank, the nation's central bank, tweeted that he learned on Friday that shipments of dollars would stop as the U.S. tried to block any Taliban effort to gain access to the funds. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Karnali province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the airlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari issues ordinance related to political party. CPN-UML senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal registers new party in Election Commission. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Durmani Paudel resigns from post of parliamentary party leader. Nepal's multidimensional poverty rather declines to 17.4% during last 5 years. And U.S. freezes Afghan central bank's assets of $9.5 billion. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.